know the history of 85 here?
Yeah, I knew a little bit about it. I knew Chad Johnson or Ocho Cinco. I don't know what it is now. Wore it and all of his touchdown dances.
Did you follow his career much at all?
I didn't follow it, but I would watch him when he was on, and you know, obviously, there's always a lot of attention around him, and so I knew a lot about him from that.
Was your heart pounding when the call came last night?
Yeah, it was pounding pretty hard. I was pretty calm the whole time until I started. Teams kept going by, and you know, then you start things start going through your head. So I was pretty excited.
Are you a native of Indiana originally?
Yes, I'm from Fort Wayne.
So have you followed the Bengals? Have you watched their offense a little bit the last few years on television?
Yeah, a little bit. I grew up a Colts fan just being in Indiana. But yeah, I've followed it.
So your dad played hoop at Purdue. Do you get your athletic ability and your hops from your dad or your mom?
And definitely my mom.
Really?
No, I get my height from my dad, but that's...
Your mom's an athlete as well?
Yeah, she's athletic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. What did she play?
She didn't play anything in college, but, I mean, I can go out in the driveway and she can compete. I can throw a baseball pitch to her. I mean, she's pretty athletic.
Is that one of your main attributes? Coach Hayes was saying that you're a really fiery competitor. Is that the way you feel about it?
Yeah, losing from when I was in fifth grade, I used to cry when we lost. It nagged at me, and it bothered me. So, you know, I don't care what it is. If it's, you know, rock, paper, scissors, or a race to the car, I'm gonna do what I can to win.
So, growing up as a Colts fan, Dallas Clark, one of your favorite players, and he tried to model your game after?
Yeah, I grew up watching him quite a bit, him and Peyton.
Did you ever go to any of the games?
Yeah, I was at the game when Peyton Manning broke the touchdown record a while ago, and then someone else broke it, but I was at that game. It was pretty cool.
Coach Kelly obviously prepared you transition easily?
Yeah, I do. You know, they asked me to do a lot of things in the offense this year, and you know, that required me to learn every position on the field. And although this is a new offense, I think I'll be able to pick it up pretty well if I put the time in. And so, yeah, I don't think picking it up will be a problem at all.
I think you already were in there talking to John. Just probably really easy stuff. I mean, kind of first impressions of it.
I mean, we were just going over very, very basic stuff. You know, I was just making sure we were all on the same page with some basic things.
You mentioned briefly last night that Kyle Rudolph has been a mentor. What did you learn from him?
Well, lately we've talked more about just the life in the NFL, how it's a lot different than college, how the locker room's different. It's not a locker room full of college guys. You know, some guys maybe married and going home to their family. So just to be ready for the adjustment and the transition.
By the time you got to Notre Dame, he was probably pretty much NFL ready, whereas you needed to gain weight and get stronger and so forth. When right. You saw him, did you think, if I want to make it, this is what I have to try to be?
Yeah, I did. I mean, he came in his freshman year ready to play. And you know, I came in at 210 pounds, just happy to have a scholarship. And so I obviously knew there was a lot of work that I had to do.
The way you run routes, were you a wide receiver that just kept growing and grew into a tight end position?
Yeah, I was a wide receiver and safety in high school.
You really run great routes, you sink your hips and all that good stuff, don't you?
Yep, that's something that we work on.
How much did Kyle help mentor you in 2010? Because he had the season-ending injury and that kind of forced you to come along.
Yeah, in camp, he also had the hamstring. It was also nagging him, so I took a lot of reps in the fall, and it was a little overwhelming at times because I was still a little weak and undersized. So, you know, he helped me through that time, and then when he got hurt, We were roommates for every game. He still traveled. And, you know, it was just good to have a guy there that you could go to, someone that's been there and been experienced to help me out. Yeah, I think the high point of the ball is just I think that's a gift. There's not really a way to teach it, I don't think. I think it goes back to basketball a little bit, rebounding. So, yeah.
What's your vertical?
Combine was 35 and a half.
The scrutiny that you're under in a program like Notre Dame, does that prepare you for another level of scrutiny?
Yeah, I think it does. At the combine, I got asked a lot, you know, are you ready for the spotlight to be on you? And, you know, it was on us every single week. It's actually on us year round. There's always, they're always looking for something around South Bend. So, you know, playing on national television every single game. I think every game we played in this year was sold out. So I definitely think that has prepared me for the next level. Yeah, I mean, during the season, I didn't know, you know, we didn't know anything about it. And then I was down in Florida training with him when the news broke. And, you know, we saw what happened from there. But, yeah, I was with him pretty much the whole entire time.
Was that difficult for you with what he was going through? And, I mean, he probably, I don't know, you being a teammate, he probably leaned on you some.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I don't know what else I would do besides help. You know, that's what I would expect someone to do for me. And, you know, I was there for whatever he needed. You know, I can't imagine going through something like that with, you know, the entire nation talking about you in that way. So, you know, I was just there, whatever he needed, and he handled it great. Didn't, it's pretty much blown over now.
Coach Kelly talked to Marvin about you. Have you talked to Coach Kelly at all about Marvin and the Bengals?
Not yet. I'm planning on talking to him because it's, you know, obviously he's from here and or was here for a while, but you know, I haven't yet.
As far as blocking is concerned, the other part of it that a tight end has to do, how do you rate yourself in that category? Do you feel pretty good about your blocking abilities?
Yeah, I feel very good about it. I'm obviously not where I want to be. There's a lot of room for improvement, but I've also made great improvement at Notre Dame, getting better in that area. And I think, you know, with Coach Hayes, we'll work on that. And, you know, it's something I want to get better at and I want to put the work in. So there's no doubt that that I'll be fine with that.
Has Andy Dalton contacted you yet?
Yeah, he texted me last night just saying, you know, congrats and happy you're part of the team. And he said he's going to hopefully be over here so we could meet.
Kyle is obviously from here. Have you talked to him since the pick, and has he tried to sell you on things about his hometown?
Oh, yeah, he's he said, welcome to the Nasty Natty or something like that. and he was telling me the place, the hangouts, and, you know, he said if, you know, his parents live here, so if I need anything, and I told him I might just rent from his parents. I'm going to stay in his room. But, so yeah, it's been good.
You talked about just being happy to have a scholarship as a freshman. When did you start seeing being a first-round pick as a realistic possibility?
I mean, the dream was always to play in the NFL. You know, I was going to work hard to get there. I just didn't know if I had everything it took. But probably my junior season, you know, having a good year, improving my blocking, catching a lot of balls against some good teams. That's probably when I thought I could make it here.
If all goes according to plan, you're going to make your NFL debut on your birthday, a couple hours from your hometown. Have you allowed yourself to fantasize about what that day is going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, someone brought that up last night already also. You know, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, I've grown up in Fort Wayne. I went to college an hour and a half away, and now I get to stay close to home here. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people at that game.
I know that Brian Kelly tried to recruit you when he was here still. Did that go anywhere? Was that ever a possibility in your mind?
I wasn't very highly recruited, so I was, everything was an option for me. I didn't take a whole lot of visits. Really, I just took my official visit to Notre Dame. Once I got the offer there, it was kind of a done deal.
What's it like seeing Notre Dame's program go from where it was when you entered and now playing in a national title game?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, and it feels good to be a part of that. Just the guys that have come, that have kind of set the bar at Notre Dame for what it is today, or what it should be today, and for us to kind of bring it back to where it should be, and to be a part of that forever will be pretty cool.
I'm sure wherever you went, you would say you're very excited to be there, but being in the Midwest and staying in this area, does that feel like kind of a natural fit for you and something maybe brings a little bit of extra excitement?
Yeah, it does. Like I said before, haven't been too far from home my whole life, and I got a huge support with my family and friends at the Notre Dame games. We've had 50 to 100 friends and family at our tailgates. They love to come and support, so it'll be good to be here that they can come and see me play.
What did you study at Notre Dame? Are you going to graduate on time now,
Jason? Yeah, management consulting. I had all my credits finished after the fall, but I haven't graduated officially yet.
What excites you about this offense? I mean, I know you're not into the playbook and everything, but what, just knowing the players and Jay and all that, what excites you about playing this offense?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of playmakers on the field with AJ Green and Jermaine Gresham and Dalton. There's playmakers all over the field, so I think it'll be fun to kind of be plugged into that offense and see what can happen. There's a lot of great players on the team already.